Chapter 28.
Luke was almost there. As long as there was the next section of equipment-littered corridor, the next panel of self-lighting wall, the next doorway they passed, the next whatever his son chose for him. He was sustaining himself only through the strength of the Force. It was pouring into him from all sides, filling him with a blazing furnace of pain, devouring him even as it empowered him, burning him alive even as it saved him. Luke would have liked to think he had never been quite this tired, to believe he would never again find himself in circumstances quite this desperate. But the truth was, he had been here many times before, in the Wampa Cave on Hoth, during the Battle of Mindor, on the approach to Karibo, in the Gyul system, in the unknown regions. And Luke had no doubt that he would be here many times again. In the years and decades to come, there would be 100 occasions when he thought he was dying, and 12 times when others believed he already had. Yet for Ben's sake, and for myriad reasons that seemed far less important right now, he had to keep going.
"Come on, Dad!"
Ben's voice came over the helmet speaker. They had fled the ambush in the junction chamber just half a minute earlier, and now they were fleeing through the depressurized part of the station.
"We're almost back to that detention center with the Killa carapaces."
Luke didn't have the energy or the heart to tell Ben that the steady stream of encouragement was more irritating than helpful. He knew Ben was alarmed to see the blood from his slashed cheek pooling at the bottom of his faceplate, but the wound wasn't as serious as it looked. He had been careful not to let the girl cut too deeply, and it was a small enough price to pay for his prisoner. Ben had insisted on being the one who pulled her along, and Luke was just as glad. Even though she was floating, it took effort to keep her from drifting away as the deck slowly rotated under her, and Luke needed to keep his concentration focused on all that Force energy he was pulling into himself. Another section of wall illuminated, this time in a rich yellow, and the corridor behind them fell dark. If Luke remembered correctly, as they advanced toward the end of the passage, about 300 meters distant, the panel color would deepen to green. That was where they would find the entrance to their hangar, and then it should be a simple matter to board the Shadow and depart with their prisoner. They passed the door to the detention center, and Luke's entire body began to prickle with danger sense. Ben clearly felt it too, because he suddenly gave their prisoner a hefty Force shove. She went sailing down the corridor ahead of them, her vac-suited body seeming to spin on its long axis as the station rotated around her. Luke swung around, blaster and lightsaber already in hand. At the other end of the corridor, about 200 meters distant, the airlock membrane was stretching toward them, as someone pushed through. He reached out in the Force and felt half a dozen dangerous presences waiting behind the first.
"Can't those guys take a hint?"
Ben asked.
"We must have killed half of them already."
"They just keep coming, don't they?"
Luke agreed.
"We've got to find out who they are."
"We'll ask the girl. Later,"
Ben said.
"Once we're aboard the Shadow."
The first figure pulled free of the membrane. Another began to push through, and Luke sensed danger. He threw himself to the floor, just as the first, faceplate still covered in goo, began to pour blaster fire blindly down the corridor. Luke felt his son grab his arm. They both started to drift down the corridor backward, Ben using the Force to pull them toward the hangar entrance as the girl continued to float along ahead of them. Luke drew his blaster pistol and began to return the intruder's fire. At that range, even a Jedi was doing well to hit the wall, but he wasn't aiming for the wall. After a dozen shots, a bolt finally found the membrane. A sudden pang of surprise and pain reverberated through the Force as Luke's shot struck someone still waiting to leave the junction chamber. Then a column of white vapor began to stream through the burn hole, spilling into the corridor in an ever-expanding plume. Finally, the membrane split, hurling half a dozen vac-suited figures down the corridor in a decompression blast. Luke and Ben continued to pour blaster fire into the tumbling mass, hitting two intruders before anyone started to bring themselves under control. A third figure perished when he hit a round-bellied transport cart and ruptured his vac suit. A fourth died when he brushed a detention center barrier field and vaporized the shoulder of his vac suit. But when the intruders finally brought themselves under control and ignited their lightsabers, that still left three coming down the corridor, batting bolts back at the Skywalkers as quickly as they were fired. By then, Ben had pulled them well into the green section, and Luke knew they were within steps of the hangar entrance. Luke holstered his blaster, then snapped his lightsaber off its hook, and felt a sudden blossom of danger tickling the back of his skull. Ducking was not really possible while floating, so he settled for dodging instead, force-rolling himself into Ben and knocking them both into the wall.
Dad? What the...
The protest died away as an ammonia breather's air tank went tumbling past.